利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace with you all.
今天上午我们继续我们前几个礼拜所说的单元，就是信仰上的危机。
And today we're going to continue the topic we've been talking about for the last few weeks, and that is the crisis in our faith.
我们讲过第一个危机，当信仰变成形式化。
In the first crisis, when our faith becomes a formality.
就是当我们不再思考我们所做的是什么。
And that is when we stop thinking about what we do.
我们很机械性的去做一件事情。
And we do things automatically.
但是我们没有去了解，没有去思考。
However, we don't think about it, we don't understand it.
没有用心去做的话。
And we don't use our heart to do it.
这样的形式的信仰，价值是很低的。
And this kind of faith, like formality, has very little value.
所以我们凡事都要从心里去做。
So everything we do must come from our heart.
昨天晚上我们也讲过。
And last night we've talked about
信仰也不能俗化。
That our faith cannot be secularized.
这个世界不断在变。
This world continues to change.
人的道德的标准不断在变。
And people's social standards continue to change.
但是我们知道真理是不变的。
But we know the truth never changes.
因为神从来没有改变过。
Because God does not change.
所以我们不可以因为外在环境的改变。
So we cannot because of the environment changing.
改变我们自己的道理。
We change ourselves.
改变我们自己的行为。
We change our behavior, change our truth.
去迎合别人。
And to become harmonized, be same as others.
我们要活出不一样。
We have to live differently.
因为神拣选我们本来就是不一样。
Because God chose us and we're different.
今天我们来讲第三点。
And today we're going to touch upon the third point.
信仰有另外一个危机。
There's a third crisis in our faith.
就是当我们的信仰有一天慢慢有老化的这个现象出来。
And that is when our faith slowly begins to age.
什么叫做老化呢？
What does it mean that our faith begins to age?
当然以肉身来说，我们的年纪慢慢的增长。
And of course, physically, our body will age.
那么我们当然的体力或者是身体会比不上以前。
And maybe our physical health will not be the same as when we're young.
这个是一个很自然的生理的现象。
And this is a very natural phenomenon.
一个国家来讲。
For example, a country.
现在发达国家最担心的是什么呢？
What is the greatest worry of an industrialized country?
现在他们最担心的就是人口的老化。
What they're most worried about is the age of the population.
举个例来说。
For example.
我们所住的加拿大。
This Canada that we live in.
在2001年的时候。
When it is 2001.
全国的人口有八分之一是年纪65岁以上的。
Among the national population is 1/8 that is 65 years or older.
这是每八个人就有一个是65岁以上。
And that is among every 8 people, there is one person that is 65 and above.
但是根据统计估计。
But according to the survey.
在2026年的时候。
In 2026.
每五个加拿大人就有一个会达到65岁或以上。
Every 5 people in Canada, there will be one person who is above age 65.
这是所谓的老年人的人口的增长比其他的年龄层快。
And that is to say that the elderly, the age group grows faster than all the other age groups.
社会的出生率赶不上。
And there's a low birth rate.
所以就造成人口的老化了。
And this results in the aging of the population.
人口老化有什么不好的地方呢？
And what are the downsides to this effect?
当然好处就是人的寿命越来越长久。
And of course, the upside is that we know everyone can live longer now.
因为我们有好的医药，好的医疗制度。
Because we have good healthcare, we have good medical.
但是社会的人口老化。
But however, when the population age,
会造成有一些的问题。
There will be some problems.
比如说劳工短缺。
For example, there will be a shortage of labor.
就会影响经济的发展。
And that will affect the economy.
社会的税收减少。
And there will be a reduction in tax collected.
可能有庞大的医疗开支。
And there will be a great medical expense.
最后国家的存在会受到影响。
And this will affect the financials of the country.
就好像日本它面对同样的问题。
For example, in Japan, they're facing a similar problem.
所以日本有一些城市他们有一个政策。
And there's a city and they have this regulation.
派一些人每家每户去敲门。
And they will knock on every family's door.
敲门做什么呢？
What do they do?
白天那些主妇都在家里嘛。
Because during the day, the housewives are at home.
所以政府派一些妇女出来。
So the government will send a few housewives.
敲他们的门。
And knock on their door.
说拜托你们多生一点。
And ask them to give birth to more children.
救助日本。
To save the country.
不然他没有人啊。
Or else they wouldn't have no young people.
这个听起来很好笑。
And this sounds very funny when you hear it.
但是是事实上存在的问题。
But this is a practical problem.
今天我们来换一个角度来想。
And today we think from another point of view.
教会就是属灵的国度。
The church is our spiritual country.
神在地上拣选我们。
God chose us from this earth.
但是教会会不会有一天也面对同样的信徒的年龄层老化的问题呢？
And will we, as the country, face this problem as the aging population?
但很感谢主耶稣祝福我们的身体健康，我们可以越活越久。
And of course, we thank God that He blesses us so we can live longer and longer.
可能以前敬老会的礼物准备十份就够了。
Maybe before for Senior Appreciation Day, we'll need to prepare 10 gifts.
可能以后我们准备30份、50份，甚至更多。
Maybe later on, we'll be preparing 30 or 50.
我们很感谢神给我们的祝福。
And we really thank God for His blessing.
但是同样的，如果我们看一看，
But similarly, if we think about this,
在教会里面很热心聚会的人数当中，
Among the people who come to church every day,
青年壮年所常常出席率的比例有多少呢？
What is the percentage of them being youth?
如果比例是很低的话，
If the percentage of youth coming to services is very low,
教会就会有年龄层老化的现象。
Then our church would have this problem of aging population.
我们也看看教会侍奉的弟兄姐妹。
And we look at the brothers and sisters who are in service.
如果很热心来做主工的都是中年老年弟兄姐妹。
If those who are very faithfully doing God's work are all middle-aged and elderly.
青少年参与教会工作的比例很少的话。
And there's a very low percentage of the youth attending the services.
这个也会引起以后的老化的现象。
And this will result in the aging population as well.
或者说我们再来想一想。
Or we can think about it again.
我们现有的信徒当中。
Among all of our believers.
有多少是最近来信主的？
How many are those that came recently to believe?
没有错，我们可能大部分弟兄姐妹都是已经两代、三代从小就受洗了。
Maybe for many of us, we are the second or third generation in this church.
但是有多少是最近三年、五年、十年才归到在温哥华里面归到主里面的
？But how many are there that have just came to church in the past 5 or 10 years?
这是我们所谓的属灵的出生率，我们的传福音，我们的传福音的这个速度还有成功率。
And that is our spiritual birth rate and successfulness.
如果出生率赶不上，
if we cannot speed up this birth rate,
这样子也会引起以后的教会的年龄层老化这个危机。
Then this will become this crisis of the aging population.
所以信仰如果老化的话，
so if our faith begin to age,
这样也是一个很大的问题。
This is also a great problem.
所以主耶稣要我们面对这个问题。
So Lord Jesus wants us to face this problem.
当然我们刚刚讲的那三点很重要。
And of course, the 3 points we touched upon are very important.
第一，我们要尽量鼓励中年、青少年也发起热心来常常聚会敬拜神。
We must encourage the youth and middle-aged to come to service and to serve God.
第二，我们要常常鼓励中年、青年、少年常常服侍主。
And we want them to come and serve God.
以后的教会的工作有人会接班。
And so that they will be able to take over the work from church.
再来我们要鼓励弟兄姐妹多生孩子。
And to encourage brothers and sisters to have more children.
这个有两方面呢。
And there's two sides to this.
当然肉体上可以多生啊。
And of course you can give birth physically.
但是属灵上我们也要生孩子。
But spiritually we must also give birth.
传传福音。
To evangelize.
常常传。
To often evangelize.
这样有人来信主的话。
And when people come to believe.
教会就不断的有出生率了。
Then it is increasing our birth rate in our church.
但是问题的根本在哪里呢？
What is the source of the problem?
其实我们每个人的信仰都有可能老化。
In reality, each person's faith will age.
如果我们老化的话，
If our faith ages,
就失去信仰的生命力了。
Then we will lose the livelihood in our faith.
我们先来看保罗他跟我们勉励的。
Let's look at first what Paul encourages us.
我们请看哥林多后书第四章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章第十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16.
哥林多后书第四章第十六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we're wasting away, yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day.
17节。
17. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving, for us an eternal glory that are far outweighs them all.
保罗这里讲他们不丧胆。
Here it tells us that we do not lose heart.
什么叫丧胆呢？
What does it mean to lose heart?
当一个人如果身体不好的时候会怕。
When a person is in bad health, they'll be afraid.
比如说得了一个病，我们会问医生这个会不会好。
For example, if you've fallen ill, we ask the doctor, will I be cured?
如果医生说，哎呀，很快会好，那你就很放心了。
If the doctor said you'll be healed very quickly, then you will feel lightened.
如果医生说这个很难好，我就会怕。
And if the doctor said this will take a long time, you'll be afraid.
如果医生说不会好，这样就会很绝望。
and if the doctor said this will not cure, then you'll lose hope.
这个就是人常常有的这种观念。
And this is a concept we often have.
保罗写哥林多前书后书的时候，年纪不是很老。
When Paul wrote 1st and 2nd Corinthians, he was not old.
但是为什么这里说他的身体慢慢那个外体啊，慢慢的萎坏呢？
Why does it say here that he has been wasting away outwardly?
这个要看第四章的第七节到第十五节那边保罗讲的。
And to understand this, we must look at chapter 4, verse 6 and 7.
因为他常常去传福音。
Because he often evangelized.
当时传福音很辛苦，会受逼迫。
And at that time, it was very difficult to evangelize, and he was prosecuted.
不单只吃不饱，穿不暖。
And he could not get the field to eat or wear enough clothes.
甚至有时候被打。
And sometimes he'll be beaten.
所以在第九节那里说他被打却不致死亡。
And so therefore, in verse 9, he said he was beaten, but not to death.
所以因为他这样，他的身体啊，萎坏得特别快。
And it was because of this that his body deteriorated faster.
可能他只有三四十岁，可能就已经成为一个六十七岁岁的身体了。
Maybe he was only 30 or 40 years in age, however his body became 60 or 70.
这我们每个人有两个年龄啊。
Every one of us have two ages.
第一个是我们物质上实际的年龄。
And first is our physical body in age.
比如说今天我三十岁。
For example, today I'm 30.
但是如果我的身体没有保养好的话。
But if I don't take care of my health,
或者是我过到劳累的话，
or if I'm overly tired,
虽然我物质的身体是三十岁，可能我实际的状况其实已经像五十岁的身体一样了。
Then my physical body be only 30 years old. However, my body inside would be like 50.
所以保罗说啊，哎呀，我的身体啊，好像最近的萎坏了很快。
And so therefore, Paul says it seems like his body is wasting away.
但是保罗说他不怕。
But however, he's not afraid.
他的内心呢，一天心是一天呢。
Because inwardly he is renewed day by day.
其实我们身体真的是每个月、每年都在改变。
We know that our body is changing day by day, month by month.
年纪越大的话，改变的速度会越快。
And the older we get, the quicker their body changes.
常常有人啊，在问候的时候
，And often when they greet each other,
都会跟对方讲说，哎，最近看起来年轻了很多啊。
They will say, "Oh, you look younger recently."
姐妹听到这个就最高兴了。
And the sisters hear this, they'll be very happy.
就说请你饮茶啦。
And they'll say, "Let's go out to eat."
但是我们心里面知道。
But we know in our hearts.
是不是真的越来越年轻呢
？That are we actually getting younger and younger？
自己比比看，三年、五年、十年前的照片就知道了。
And if we compare our old photographs from 10 years ago, 5 years ago, we'll know.
我们的身体真的没有办法越来越年轻。
That our body cannot be younger and younger.
肉体会老化。
Our physical body will age.
越来越接近死亡。
And it'll walk closer and closer to death.
但是保罗说。
But Paul said,
我的内心呢、啊，是一天新是一天。
That inwardly we're renewed day by day.
就是虽然我身体越来越不好。
That is to say, even though our physical body is,
但是里面的灵命啊很强壮。
Is falling, but our spiritual health is increasing.
很有生命力。
And we have good livelihood.
越来越完美。
And we become more complete.
灵修越来越好。
And we have better spiritual cultivation.
越来越靠近耶稣啊。
And we're drawing closer and closer to Jesus.
所以从这样我们可以知道身体可以老。
So from here we know our physical body can age.
也一定会老。
And it will definitely age.
但是我们的灵性绝对不能老化。
But our spirituality cannot age.
那么什么是老化灵性上老化的表现呢？
And what are the symptoms of this aging spirituality?
其实灵性的老化跟年纪没有关系。
In reality, this has nothing to do with our physical age.
最重要的是心里有没有老。
The most important is whether or not our hearts have aged.
我们来看一个例子。
Let us look at an example.
我们看旧约的撒母耳记上。
Let us look at 1 Samuel
第三章
verse chapter 3
第一节
verse
1撒母耳记上第三章第一节
1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1
第一节到第二节
verse 1 and 2 The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days the word of the Lord was rare and there were not many visions. Verse 2One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place.
这里记载有两个人，一个是祭司以利，一个是童子撒母耳。
Here records two characters, and that was boy Samuel and priest Eli.
他们所在的年代是叫做士师年代。
And the time that they were living in was called the time of judges.
那个时候以色列没有王。
At that time, Israel did not have a king.
百姓做自己喜欢的事。
And the citizens did as they pleased.
所以在四世纪的最后一章最后一节，这里就说，当时以色列人当中没有王，个人任意而行。
And so therefore, in the last verse, in the last book of Judges, that in those days there were no king, everyone did as he saw fit.
但是因为他们自己所做喜欢做的事，他们生活是黑暗的。
And of course, when you do as you please, your life will be dark.
那么以利是一个祭司。
Eli was a priest.
他原本要把神的话语传讲给百姓。
His job was to preach God's words to the people.
但是因为他自己的家庭也没有办法管好。
But it was because he could not even master his own family.
自己的孩子也不听话。
And he could not master over his children.
所以他在侍奉的工作上已经没有什么办法了。
And therefore, he does not have power in service.
从他的身上，我们可以看到属灵上如果老化会有什么表现。
From him, we can learn that what would happen if our spirituality ages.
第一个表现。
The first symptom.
就是神的言语会很稀少。
And that the Lord's words would be rare.
我们知道旧约的时代，百姓不能直接听神讲话的。
We know in the Old Testament, the citizens cannot just listen to God.
百姓一定要来到祭司的面前。
The Israelites have to come to a priest.
那么神有什么？信息就告诉先知、祭司，再由他们告诉百姓。
And whatever message God have, He will deliver to the judges or the prophets, and then to His people.
但是现在以利，神很少跟他讲话了。
But however, God's words were rare to Eli.
他所做的只是献祭、再献祭而已。
And all he does will be offering.
因为他没有听到神的话语。
Because he cannot hear the words of God.
所以他们也没有办法把神的话语讲给百姓。
And so he cannot transfer these words to the people.
虽然有在敬拜，有在崇拜。
Even though there is still worshiping,
但是就是少了那种感动。
But there is no movement.
成为一切软弱的起头了。
And this is the source of all weakness.
这个是值得我们思考的。
And this is something we should ponder upon.
如果神的话语没有再感动我们的话，
If God's words stop moving us,
我们已经开始软弱了。
Then that is when we begin to weaken.
我们请看何西阿书第四章第六节。
Let us turn to Hosea chapter
四章第六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
旧约的何西亚说第四章第六节。
Hosea chapter 4 verse 6。
第四章第六节，这里说：“我的民因无志士而灭亡，你弃掉志士，我也必弃掉你，使你不再做我的祭司。你既忘记你神的律法，我也必忘记你的儿女。”
Verse 6, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you as my priest.Because you have ignored the law of your God, I will also ignore you, your children.
这里何西亚先知告诉百姓，为什么你们会灭亡？
Here, Prophet Hosea tells them why they have been destroyed.
不是经济很差，所以国家灭亡。
It was not because they had bad country financials.
不是因为以色列国身边很多强敌，别人攻打他，他们而灭亡。
It was not because they had many great enemies that were strong and captured them.
百姓的灭亡，因为没有知识。
And these people were destroyed because they did not have knowledge.
不是科学的知识。
It was not scientific knowledge.
不是经济的知识。
It was not economic knowledge.
而是属灵的知识。
It was spiritual knowledge.
不了解真理。
They did not understand the truth.
所以行为就跑错了。
And therefore they had wrong behavior.
那么如果有一天神的很少跟我们讲话。
And if one day God stopped talking to us.
或者说我们没有了从刚初得来的那种感动的话。
Or we stopped having this movement we have from the word.
我们就会开始软弱。
Then we will become weakened.
这是信仰会慢慢的老化的。
And this is how our faith will slowly begin to age.
如果我们有自己来慕道的、来信主的弟兄姐妹，可能有这种感觉。
And if you just come to believe yourself, then you may have this experience.
或者受创我们从小信主的人，可能也会有这种感觉。
Or maybe if you have been believing since you were young, you may have this feeling as well.
可能是刚来寻找教会的时候。
Maybe when you just come to search for a church.
或者是年轻的时候。
Or when you were young.
总有一段时间。
There must be a period of time.
我们对主好像特别的亲近。
That we're very close to God.
我们很想来听多一些道理。
And we want to hear more of His word.
很想每一次聚会都不想那个 miss 掉，不想错失掉。
And every time we come to service, we will not want to miss it.
啊，一拿到圣经阅看，马上回家把它看完。
And every time you receive the Holy Spirit monthly, you'll read it at once.
自己也会在家里打开圣经，很认真的在看。
And at home, you will open the Bible to read.
那个时候可能每读一篇圣经就有种感动。
Maybe at that time, every time you read a verse, you will be touched.
听到道理可能会流泪。
And when you hear the truth, you may weep.
因为我们那个时候很渴慕神的话语。
Because at that time, we long for the words of God.
神的话语很奇妙的。
And God's words is very miraculous.
当我们很渴慕的时候。
When we're thirsting for it.
他会给我们很多。
He will give us much.
让我们更感动。
So that we may be even more touched.
但是有一天可能外在的环境改变了。
But one day when our environment changes,
我们可能生活很忙碌了。
Maybe our lives become busy.
我们目标可能改变了。
Or our target changes.
啊，我们还是有了机会。
We still come to services.
但是我们可能发觉说，以前的感动已经不见了。
But we may realize that the movement we had before is gone.
以前对道理那种追求、那种渴慕，好像已经不见了。
And the thirst we have for the truth is no longer there.
好像神的话语在我生活当中已经很稀少了。
And it seems like God's words are rare in our life.
很少想到神的话语了。
And very rarely we think about His word.
这个很可能就是我们软弱的那个源头了。
And this may be the beginning of our weaknesses.
因为当没有神没有话语给我们的时候。
Because when God stopped talking to us.
我们也没有力量了。
We will no longer have strength.
我们看诗篇119篇。
Let us turn to Psalms 119.
诗篇119篇。
Psalms 119.
第97节。
Verse
97. 119篇第97节。
Psalms 119, verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. I meditated on day, all day long.
98节。
98, your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me.
99节。
99, I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes.
100节。
100, I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts.
这是诗人告诉我们对神的话语应有的态度。
And the psalmist tells us what attitude we must have.
我们对神的话语应该是很主动的，很渴慕的。
And we should have an active attitude towards God's word.
很想多听一点。
And we should long for and want to hear more of it.
整天在想。
And we should meditate on it all day long.
譬如说我们今天聚会听了两篇道理。
Today in service you heard two sermons.
好，可能当中有很多的精解。
Maybe among it there are many verses.
如果我们把它抄下来。
If we record the verses.
我们每天都在思考今天所讲的道理。
And every day we can think about the verses that we've talked about.
就神的话语就在我们里面，我们就会比我们的仇敌更有智慧的。
And that is how we can have God's words in us and we'll be wiser than our enemies.
很多时候为什么我们会软弱呢？
Many times why are we weak?
因为我们的仇敌把我们打倒。
Because our enemies will attack us.
我们的属灵的仇敌就是魔鬼。
Our spiritual enemy will be the Satan.
我们要胜过生活的挑战。
We must overcome the trials in life.
胜过引诱。
And to overcome temptation.
一定要比仇敌更有智慧啊。
In order to do that, we must be wiser than our enemy.
然后99节说，我比我的师父更通达。
99 it said we're wiser and has more insight than our teachers.
啊，这句话很重要。
This is very important.
我们可能有师父。
Maybe we have teachers.
比如说，我们听道理的时候是传道人来传讲。
For example, when we listen to sermons, it is the deliverer.
我们一定想说啊，传道人一定比我知道多了。
We must think that the sermon giver must know more than I do.
其实也不一定。
But this may not be so.
如果我们自己下功夫去传，去研究道理。
If we are determined to know the truth.
啊，去学习神的话语。
And to learn God's word.
加上你们的生活的体验。
And to include your life experience.
你再跟我们分享。
And to share with others.
我们一定可以从你们身上学到更多的。
And everyone can learn something from you.
所以你可以比你的师父更通达。
So you may have more insight than your teachers.
因为常常思想神的法道。
And that is because he meditates on the statutes.
所以我们要对神的话语非常的渴慕。
Therefore, we must long for God's words.
不要只等一个礼拜听一篇道理，平常自己回去读圣经。
We must not only wait for the one sermon one week.
好，那第二点。
The second point.
老化会有什么表现呢？
What symptoms would they be when we age?
我们请看属灵的老化，我们请看第三章，撒母耳记上第三章。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel chapter 3.
这里说第二节。
Verse
2.第三章第二节，这里说：“一日以利睡恶在自己的地方。”
In verse 2, one night Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying in his usual place.
当然，这是睡觉的时候，他一定是躺卧在自己的地方了。
And of course, when he's sleeping, he's lying in his usual place.
但是也告诉我们一个很重要的道理。
And this tells us something very important.
如果有一天
，If one day，
我们没有已经缺乏这个活力了。
That we have lost this livelihood.
不想走动的话，
and we don't want to walk around.
身体就会老化得很快。
Then our body will age very quickly.
所以人叫活动活动，为什么叫活动呢？
And therefore, they often hear we must exercise, and why is that?
所以要活就要动。
And that is when you were living, we must move.
通常我们是越年轻的时候动了越多，但是越来越大了，越来越忙碌了，活动体育就很少了。
And when we're younger, we seem to move around, exercise a lot, but when we get older, we will lose that time.
所以身体就会变不好。
And so our body will deteriorate.
但是更重要的另外一点呢。
But most importantly, the second point.
这里可以提醒到我们了。
It reminds us.
心境不能老化。
That our spirituality, our heart cannot age.
年纪可以增长。
Our physical age can grow.
心不能老。
But our heart cannot grow old.
什么知道说心境已经慢慢老了？
How do we know if our hearts are old?
有些时候不太想动了。
Sometimes we don't want to move around.
不太想改变了。
We do not want to change.
不太想接受新的东西了。
We do not want to accept new ideas.
不太敢尝试啊。
And we do not want to take a risk.
这跟年纪也没有绝对的关系。
This has nothing to no direct connection to age.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为我看过一些年轻人。
Because I've seen many young people.
十几二十岁。
maybe 10, 20 years.
看他们生活在做什么。
And I see what they do in their life.
学点新的东西啊。
They can learn something new.
啊，进修自己啊。
They can learn something themselves.
哎呀，我没有兴趣了。
But they do not have interest.
啊，整天都是，只是在浪费的时间。
And maybe all day long they're wasting their time.
但是我看过一些长辈。
But I've seen some elders.
虽然年纪很大。
Even though they're older in age.
但是他们有学习的这个心情啊。
But they have this interest to learn.
啊，他说我要学一个新的技能。
And they will think they want to learn new skills.
啊，学一个新的侍奉的方法。
And they want to learn a new way to serve God.
啊，最近跟一位啊中年的姐妹在聊起。
And I was talking to a middle-aged sister.
啊，因为我们知道学语言呢，一定要从小学才学得比较快。
We know if we're learning a language, we must learn from young.
啊，一到中年要学什么语言都很困难。
If we're at middle age, we're trying to learn language, it is very difficult.
但是这位姐妹最近告诉我。
But the sister recently told me.
她说我最近呢去学一种新的语言。
That recently I've been trying to learn a new language.
我说学什么语言啊？
I asked her, what language are you learning?
她学广东话。
And she said, I'm learning Cantonese.
学广东话，哎，很少听到说要去学广东话了。为什么学广东话呢？
And I said, it's very rare that people want to learn this language. Why do you want to learn?
是不是老板一定要你学广东话呢？
And I asked her, is it because your supervisor wants you to learn Cantonese?
是不是老板付你钱要你去学广东话呢？
Or is it your supervisor pay you to take lessons?
那不是的，我自己想学。
And she said, no, it is because I have interest and I want to learn.
我身边的都是同事，很多广东人。
And that my coworkers are mostly Cantonese.
我学多种语言可以跟他们沟通啊。
If I learn this new language, I can communicate with them.
啊，所以感谢主，要有这种学习的心情。
And I say, thank God, it is good that you have this attitude to learn.
人就是活到老学到老了。
And we must learn until we're very old.
我们知道生命的表现就是不断的学习。
And we know the livelihood we have comes from learning.
如果有一天我们对学习新的东西提不起起劲来。
If one day we lose interest in learning anything new.
这样子可能我们的灵命有点老化了。
Then that may be because our spirituality has aged.
啊，所以我去年呢很佩服啊，我们温哥华的弟兄姐妹。
And last year, I looked at the youth in the Vancouver church.
啊，不是 youth 了哈，是成年人啊。
The adults in the
church. 为什
么呢？
因为去年美国有举办这个第一届这个神学啊，成人的神学训练班啊。
Because last year there was the first time that the United States held an adult seminar.
我们常听到说青年神学班很多青年去，对不对？
Many times you heard there were youth seminars and many youth will go.
啊，为什么呢？
Why is that?
啊，很热闹啊。
Because there are many people there.
啊，去学道理啊。
And they want to learn the truth.
但是很多人要挤在一个房间。
And they all have to gather in one room.
啊，要排队洗澡。
And they have to line up for showers.
排队上厕所。
They have to line up for the bathroom.
啊，对中年人来说啊，这个是不容易适应的啦。
And it's very difficult to adapt to for middle-aged people.
但是我们教会温哥华教会很感谢主。
But thank God that from our Vancouver church.
去年有一批啊，我们这边的弟兄姐妹啊，不怕劳苦的，这样为了学习道理，跑去美国参加这个成人的神训班。
There were a group of adults that they overcome all these troubles and decided to go to the States to learn for the truth.
再次学习更多的道理。
So they can learn more about the truth.
学习团体生活。
And to learn about life in a group.
学习侍奉。
And to learn about life of serving.
无论我们的年龄层是几岁。
So it doesn't matter how old we are in age.
我们要常常想想，我要学一些什么新的东西。
We must often think about what new things I want to learn.
保持这个生活的这个活力。
And to preserve our livelihood.
更保持这个属灵的活力。
And to preserve our spiritual livelihood.
可能我们以前在教会侍奉这个方面来侍奉啊。
Maybe from a long time ago we have served in this aspect.
啊，但是我们想想看，除了这方面之外，我还可以为主做什么呢？
But we can't think about other than this aspect. What else can we serve?
还可以参与什么的侍奉呢？
What other things can we attend?
还可以去学。
We can learn them.
这样我们的灵性就不会老化了。
Then our spirituality will not age.
啊，第三点呢，老化的表现是什么呢？
And the third symptom of aging.
我们再看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2 again.
啊，刚刚说以利睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明。
In verse 2 it tells us that his eyes were becoming so weak he could barely see.
但肉体的眼睛是越来越退化。
Of course, our physical eyesight will decrease.
但是最重要的并不是肉体的眼睛啊。
What is most important is not our physical eyesight.
重要的事情都不是肉体眼睛看得到的。
The most important things we cannot see with our physical eyes.
为什么我们说这里圣经说以利的眼睛昏花呢？
Why does it here tell us in the Bible that his eyes are becoming so weak?
我们看一个例子。
Let us look at an example.
撒母耳记上第一章。
First Samuel chapter 1.
啊，第一章的第十二到第十四节。
Chapter 1 verse 12 to verse 14.
第一章十二到第十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 12 to 14, verse 12. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. 13. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving.
But her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk, for Tian said to her, "How long will you keep getting drunk? Get rid of your wine."
这里记载啊，以利当祭司的时候。
Here records when Eli was a priest.
有一个妇女，她叫 Hannah。
There was a woman named Hannah.
她心里很愁苦。
And she had sorrow in her heart.
因为她生不出孩子。
Because she cannot bear children.
被另外丈夫另外一个太太来欺负。
And she was mocked by her husband's other wife.
当心里愁苦的时候，要去哪里呢？
And when she was sorrow in her heart, where did she go?
Hannah 选择到神的面前。
Hannah chose to come before the Lord.
今天我们也是一样。
And today it is same for us.
我们有什么愁苦，有什么不开心，有什么伤心的时候？
When we have something sorrowful in our heart,
又来到主的面前。
We must come before the Lord.
告诉主耶稣。
And we tell the Lord.
但是以利他以为哈拿在喝醉酒了。
But Eli, however, thought Hannah was drunk of wine.
他就问他，你要醉到几时呢？
And asked her, how long will you be drunk?
这里告诉我们说，哈拿其实早就在哭了。
Here it tells us Hannah was already crying.
她嘴巴在念，只是没有发出声音。
Her lips were moving, however, her voice was not heard.
但是她没有做一种醉酒的这种动作出来啊。
But she did not act as if she was drunk.
为什么以利会以为她醉酒呢？
Why did Eli think that she was drunk?
啊，她的判断错误了。
That was because he had false judgment.
她没有看清楚了。
And he did not see clearly.
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
哥林多前书第二章第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 10.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事呢？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。这里告诉我们，保罗告诉我们。
Here Paul tells us,
一个人最重要的眼睛并不是肉体这双眼睛啊。
The most important eyesight is not a physical eyesight.
是心灵的眼睛。
It is the eyesight from our heart.
如果一个人被神的灵充满。
If a person is filled by the Spirit of God.
保罗说他会参透万事。
Then he can see into all things.
连神深奥的事都可以参透了。
Even the most mysterious things of God.
就是神的计划。
And it is God's plan.
神的旨意。
God's will.
神要我们做什么。
What God wants us to do.
在人生当中什么是重要的。
And what is important in our life?
什么是不重要的？
What is not important?
这个是要需要属灵的眼光。
And this needs spiritual eyesight.
但是很可惜，今天有时候如果不小心的话，
However, unfortunately, if we're not careful today,
我们也会变成眼目昏花，看不分明。
Our eyes will be weak and we cannot see.
我们可能看到世界很漂亮。
Maybe we'll see the world and it's very beautiful.
我们可能会把所有的精力放在追求世界。
And we will put all our efforts into pursuing after the world.
忽略我们的灵性。
And we'll neglect our spirituality.
忽略了我们家庭啊。
Neglect our family.
我们可能眼睛昏花了。
Maybe our eyesight will be weakened.
不晓得什么是对，什么是错。
That we cannot decipher between right and wrong.
掉到试探引诱的陷阱里面去了。
We'll fall into the trap of temptation.
所以我们的属灵不能老化。
So our spirituality cannot age.
我们眼睛要明亮。
Our eyes must be bright.
要知道什么是对，什么是错的。
We must know what is right and wrong.
那我们来看另外一个例子。
Let us look at another example.
另外有一个人。
There was another person.
他年纪很大。
He was very old in age.
但是却没有老化的表现。
However, he did not show symptoms of aging.
我们请看旧约的生命记。
Let us look at Deuteronomy.
生命记第三十四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 34.
三十四章，我们来看第七到八节。
Chapter 34, let us look at verse 7 and 8.
生命记三十四章第七到第八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7 and 8.Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. Verse 8. The Israelites grieved for Moses in the plain of Moab 30 days, until the time of weeping and mourning was over.
这里记载神人摩西的离世。
Here records the death of Moses.
我们知道一个人的离世，神给早都给他预备好了。
We know that when a person leaves, God has prepared his way.
神给我们的日子，从我们出生那一天，神已经帮我们预备好了。
And God has prepared our days on the day that we were born.
对摩西来说，
And for Moses,
为什么神给他120年呢？
Why did God give him 120 years?
这是神有120年的事情要他去做。
And that is because God had 120 years worth of work for him to do.
所以他叫活主120年了。
And therefore he lived 120 years.
所以有时候神给我们60年。
Sometimes when God gives us 60 years.
这是神有60年的事情要我们去做。
And that is God wants us to do 60 years of work.
有些人给他30年。
For some people, God gave them 30 years.
神都有30年的事情要他去做。
And God will have 30 years of work for him to do.
在神的眼睛，在神的选民里面。
And for God's people.
如果神觉得他的事情已经做完了。
If God feels that he has finished all his work.
就让他带走。
Then he will bring him back home.
但是我们知道摩西虽然活了120岁。
We know that even though Moses lived 120 years.
这里告诉我们他一点都没有衰老的现象。
Here it tells us that his eyes were not weak and his strength was still there.
这里说他眼目没有昏花。
That his eyes were not weak.
不单只是他肉体的眼睛啊。
Not only his spirit, physical body.
他属灵的眼睛啊，很清楚。
His spiritual eyes were also very bright.
他离开之前早就告诉百姓了。
And before he left, he told his people.
如果你们守道理的话，你们会得到什么祝福？
That if you obey the words, you will receive all these blessings.
如果你们离开神的话，你们会受到什么的危险患难？
And if you leave the Lord, you will meet all these troubles.
你们自己选。
And it is your choice.
所以摩西看到比他身后更远的事情。
So Moses was able to see things beyond his lifetime.
啊，属灵眼睛很好。
And that is because he had good spiritual eyesight.
他的精神没有衰败。
And his strength was still there.
能够思考。
He can still think.
啊，然后呢，最重要的。
And what is most important?
啊，这里告诉我们，他跟神的关系啊，到他年老的时候还是很亲密。
And that it tells us that his relationship with God was still very close.
啊，所以这是人老心没有老。
And so we must, even though we age physically, our heart must not age.
哦，所以这跟刚刚另外一个例子就完全不一样了。
And this is exact opposite of the previous example.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
And so, dear brothers and sisters.
可能我们觉得说我们信主已经很久了。
Maybe we feel that we have been a long time in the Lord.
可能十年、二十年、三十年。
Maybe we believed for 10, 20, or even 30 years.
但是我们不要因为我们信的主有那么长的年数而满足。
But we must not just be satisfied because we believed in the Lord for so long.
我们常要保持信仰上的活力。
We must preserve this livelihood and spirituality.
要想想，要像刚刚开始慕道的时候。
We must often be like the time when we just started believing in the truth.
那种渴慕道理的那种心情。
And to have this heart that we often will long for the truth.
常常想起刚刚侍奉主的时候。
We must often think about the time we just believed.
啊，那种热忱是怎么样的？
And that zealous.
啊，常常想起刚刚去关心别人的时候。
And think about the time when we care for others.
那种爱是怎么样的？
What kind of love we had.
这样我们的信仰就不会老化了。
Then our spirituality will not age.
最后我们看33章的25节，生命记33章25节。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 25.
33章25节。
Chapter 33, verse 25.
你的门栓是铜的、铁的，你的日子如何，你的力量也必如何。
The bolts of your gate will be iron and bronze, and your strength will equal your days.
啊，这是神呢给一个支派的一个祝福，但是这个祝福很有意思。
This is a blessing God gave to a tribe, and it's very interesting.
啊，下半句就是说，你的日子怎么样，你的力量就怎么样。
In the latter part, it tells your strength will equal your days.
力量是从哪里来的呢？
And where does the strength come from?
力量是从你我们怎么样过我们的生活开始来的。
And strength comes from how we live our life.
如果我们的生活是很空虚，
If our life is empty,
我们的力量就很少。
Then we'll lose strength.
如果我们的力量很积极，
If our life is very, very full,
active, 我们常常想怎么能为主做工。
And we often think about how we can serve the Lord.
常常吸收一点多点神的话语。
And we often absorb his truth.
我们的日子过得很充实。
Then our life would be very eventful.
我们的力量就会很大。
And we'll have much strength.
所以今天弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
我们的日子是过得怎么样呢？
How are our lives today?
我们的力量就会怎么样？
That is how our strength will be.
啊，愿主就帮助我们过有力量的生活。
May the Lord help us to live an active life.
信仰越来越活泼。
So we can have more livelihood in our spirit.
请唱诗466首。
Let us sing.